Green Bay scores 21 straight, beats the Bears for the sixth straight game, 21-13. Lovey joins us live on the line now. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Josh.
Are you getting along this morning? Does it feel like you're sitting on some sort of hot seat, a game out of the playoffs here with two to go?
Well, we don't like the position we're in with two games to go, but got to just keep playing. We still haven't, you know, it's about getting one win and then get another, and we can finish up 10-6 and see what happens.
And the Packers, they've got your number, or what is it this time that kept you from beating your top rival? How do you want to explain this one?
Well, you know, it's hard to explain, but on what happened, you know, we had momentum early with the lead, had a sequence where, you know, we let them out on third down, and there was a 14-point swing there before the half, and we couldn't get out of that hole.
Yeah, look at the stats at the end of the day. You guys were 0-for-9 on third downs. What is that telling you?
I don't need to convert on third downs. I had opportunities, you know, a few of them weren't just, you know, it's tough on third and long sometimes. We had others that we needed to convert on, and that was, you could say that was a part of the day, too. Took a lot of plays away from us by not converting.
And there's Matt Forte talking about not converting, coming up empty on a couple of rushes from the one-yard line as well. How much of an impact player was Aaron Rodgers yesterday? How much credit are you willing to throw his way, especially compared to the way your quarterback played?
Well, I think you have to give him credit. I mean, you just have to look at, you know, the game. He's an MVP type of the league, and he played that way yesterday. I mean, they're a different ball club, of course, you know, without him. But he played outstanding ball, you know, when they needed him to step up.
Another moment with head coach of the Bears here, Lovie Smith. We always appreciate his time Monday mornings. Rookie mistake or bad penalty calls. How does this Alshon Jeffrey, how does he get whistled for three offensive pass interference calls? How's that happen?
You know, I try not to talk a lot about the officials. Just don't think that they lose many games. But a lot of calls went against us. That's never happened to us. So, I mean, I don't know really how to react to it. Normally you look at the game, calls can go either way most of the time, and that was the case yesterday.
How are you taking Brandon Marshall's comments after the game that everyone involved with the Bears offense should be held accountable?
Everyone on the team, coaches, players and all, are held accountable each week. So, yeah, I agree with that, and I think everybody else on the football team would do that. But now is the time for us to take it to the field. You know, it hadn't been do or die. I mean, we're not out of the playoff run is reality, and we need to get a win, and that we need to concentrate all of our thoughts on that.
Yeah, moving forward here, it's hard to ignore the slump, the 5 losses in 6 games. Marshall says it's affecting him. As we let you go here, how do you think the slump is affecting your players' attitudes? How do you want them to react moving forward?
We want them to get a win against Arizona, and attitude and how we're feeling will all get a lot better with a win, and everything has to be concentrated towards that.
Thanks, Lovey. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
You got it. We'll hear from the coach again tonight. He'll join Jeff Joniak at 7 o'clock for an hour of Bears Insider here on WBBM.